From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the U.S.-led coalition is laying the groundwork for the isolation of Raqqa, the Syrian city viewed as the capital of Islamic State. Speaking in Paris Tuesday, Carter said the operation to assault Raqqa could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from IS defenders. He said the operation would rely on capable and motivated local forces.
It, as always, and this is a strategic principle of all of coalition operations, that it is capable and motivated local forces that we identify and then enable. That's our general strategic approach, because we're seeking the lasting defeat of ISIL. And a lasting defeat of ISIL can't be achieved by outsiders.
French President Francois Hollande warned the Mosul offensive, begun a week ago, could trigger an outflow of foreign fighters, a concern for European nations wary of IS-trained fighters returning from the battlefields of Iraq and Syria. Russia said Tuesday it's extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo, although reports indicate the government assault on rebel-held districts continues. Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said since October 18, Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers outside the city center for a week. Gambia has become the latest African country to announce its intention to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The Hague-based ICC has been accused of focusing the prosecutions on Africans. The decision, which refers to the persecution and humiliation of people of color, follows that of South Africa and Burundi to pull out of the International Tribunal. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh withdrew his tiny West African country from the Commonwealth in 2013. This is VOA News. The director of U.S. National Intelligence said Tuesday that the ongoing U.S. push to persuade North Korea to give up its controversial nuclear program is, in his words, probably a lost cause. James Clapper delivered his assessment Tuesday in New York to the nonpartisan Independent Council on Foreign Relations.
They are not going to do that. That is their ticket to survival. And I got a good taste of that when I was there about how the world looks from their vantage. And they are under siege, and they are very paranoid. So the notion of giving up their nuclear capability, whatever it is a non-starter with them.
Instead, he said the best that Western governments and their East Asian allies can hope for are negotiations with Pyongyang leading to a cap on its nuclear capabilities. Controversial Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit after calling on foreign businesses in his country worried about his aggressive war on drugs to leave. Referring to the criticism of a U.S. diplomat about his harsh crackdown, Mr. Duterte called on U.S. firms in the Philippines to pack up and leave, adding, "We will recover." John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
So we're not going to react and respond to every bit of rhetoric. We're going to continue to work at this relationship. We're going to continue to meet our obligations under the defense treaty. And despite the rhetoric, we haven't seen any policy traction behind it. In other words, there hasn't been any change.
In Beijing last week, Mr. Duterte suggested a separation between the U.S. and his country. He clarified the view later, saying he's not severing ties but pursuing an independent foreign policy. Independent U.N. Rapporteur Philip Alston Tuesday criticized the world body for refusing to accept legal responsibility for a cholera outbreak in Haiti that's killed thousands.
It refused to accept factual responsibility for the introduction of the epidemic, contested the scientific evidence on the basis of a self-evidently flawed and unjustified assessment, insisted that no legal claim for negligence could be brought against it, despite the clear provisions of the relevant treaty and its agreement with Haiti, refused to countenance the payment of any form of compensation, even to the relatives of those who have died, issued no apology, and did not do enough to promote and strengthen efforts to achieve eradication.
Haiti's severe cholera epidemic is traced to UN peacekeepers from Nepal following the 2010 earthquake. The co-mayors of the southern Turkish city of Diyarbakir have been detained on charges of aiding Kurdish militants, Gultan Kizanek, and her co-mayor colleague, Firat Anli, were taken into custody as part of an investigation into terrorism links. Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly has opened a political trial against Socialist President Nicolas Maduro a week after the referendum recall to remove him from office was stymied by the nation's Electoral Council. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.